This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. With the conviction of Dr. Kermit Gosnell on three counts of first-degree murder of babies at his Pennsylvania abortion clinics, as well as one count of involuntary manslaughter for the death of a mother as a result of an abortion, the debate over murdering babies gains new ground. The Gosnell murder trial has become the focus of the mainstream media, as well as religious media, over the past several weeks, even though it was not well covered at first by the secular news organizations. Maggie Carner is the director of Life and Health Ministries for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and has been closely monitoring the details of the Kermit Gosnell murder trial.
Every pro-life person that I know has been following it, and in the initial stages of the trial, we felt like we were following it in a vacuum because we didn't see anyone else covering it until the story finally got traction towards the end of the trial. So much so that Scopes.com even had to respond to people that thought the trial was an urban legend because they couldn't believe how horrific it was. And Scopes had to say, yeah, it's real, even though no one was seeing it on the TV or in the newspapers.
For those who follow life issues, especially trials such as the Gosnell case, Maggie Carner says it points to the specifics that become magnified.
This is a really interesting case, I think, in many ways, because it's brought the horrific nature of abortion right before the eyes of everyone in the country. So that's, in many ways, it's been a tragic and unfortunate thing, but ironic way, it's been a good thing because it's helped people see just how ugly and how disgusting abortion really is.
Dr. Kermit Gosnell faced 258 counts in all.
I'm actually a little disappointed that he wasn't convicted on more, but I'm satisfied with this verdict. And I feel that any time a child's life is lost, it's a tragedy. And here we have three and a mother.
Prosecutors for the state of Pennsylvania pointed to 24 counts of violating the informed consent and waiting period laws.
He had a complete disregard for the rule of law. He made himself the executor of the law. He decided for himself what he felt like was going, what was legal and what was not, and he completely disregarded Pennsylvania's legal standards.
The director of LCMS Life and Health Ministries says the church aims to be a place of forgiveness, mercy, and healing, and women need to know the church is willing to help.
Our goal is to become a place, a refuge for those in this world who are weary and beaten down and faced with so many difficult choices. And so as the body of Christ, it's our responsibility to make sure that if we're going to be pro-life, we also need to be pro-solution. And that means that caring for women who are in a crisis situation, caring for children, making sure that there are other alternatives so that a mother should never have to be forced or think she's forced to kill her child to come up with some sort of misguided solution to her crisis. So the church has a responsibility to find ways to help women, to care for women so that they don't feel abandoned and left alone, and to make sure that they find good health care for a pregnancy, and also put forth other options for the life of that child. Perhaps adoption is one way, or caring for the mother and the child economically and physically after the birth of that child.
Maggie Carner notes that the murder trial of Dr. Kermit Gosnell has clearly shown it was about the deaths of human beings and the personhood of those who died. For information on LCMS Life Ministries, you can see the homepage of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at lcms.org and search Life Ministries.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.